German sociologist Hartmut Rosa describes our society's obsession with unhealthy need for speed. We're pushed to reply to texts instantly, get next day deliveries, and even speed date. We're like the hamster on a wheel, moving fast, but not really getting anywhere meaningful and important. The third Sunday of Lent's Gospel has Jesus telling a story about a fig tree that isn't bearing fruit. Instead of cutting it down, he suggests exercising patience, slowing down, giving it another year. Similarly, Pope Francis talks about gradualization, reminding us that real impactful change takes time. He encourages us to live in the moment and embrace a slower, more deliberate pace.
Hello, my name is Emma Oakley, and I have the privilege of being the Regional Operations Manager for Centrecare's QCSS and Mental Health Services. Our QCSS program is state-funded to assist people who are not eligible for NDIS funding but require a small amount of support to increase their independence and/or to reduce their social isolation and engage more in their local community. This service aims to work alongside clients to increase their skills, but more importantly, their confidence and create a greater sense of connection. Our mental health service, Anamkara, is currently NDIS funded and supports people living with a psychosocial disability. Our goal is to walk alongside them on their recovery journey, supporting as little or as much as someone requires at any given time. A lot of the work we do in this space is done in partnership with the client's various stakeholder groups, with the client in the driver's seat, ensuring they feel well supported. In response to the question, how can I slow down in this fast-paced world? There are so many competing priorities in today's society that keep our minds racing and can often impact on our mental well-being. One of the greatest and easiest ways I like to slow my mind down is to spend time in nature every day, whether that be 30 minutes in the morning while enjoying my morning coffee and listening to the birds, an evening walk with family and my two dogs, or catching up with friends at a local cafe or pub. Spending this mindful time away from technology and enjoying the world around me is very beneficial for my overall mental and physical well-being. I find that when life gets super busy, this can at times be the first thing to drop off my daily priority list. However, I know that once I start back up again, my thinking is clearer, my shoulders feel freer, and I feel more connected to the world around me than I really did from all the communication platforms that are meant to help with connection. I think it's crucial for people to find something that works for their own mental well-being, to allow them to switch off from all the noise and find calm in their day.